So, where was your reaction when you first found out that you were gonna have me?
I was happy. I was shocked though because I was told I wasn't gonna be able to have any kids. But I was really, really happy. And then after I had you and brought you home, your granny, she took me home, dropped me and you off, and went back to work. She left me at home with you, and I was trying to figure out what I was supposed to do. I felt weird because you ain't gonna give me no parental guidance. She left me at home. We had to be upstairs in the bedroom. I had a C-section, so I was too hurt to walk down the steps. And I had to be home for about 5 or 6 hours with you by myself. It was scary because you was up there in the crib just crying.
How was raising me as like a toddler?
You have always been a very opinionated person. You have always protected people that you think people picked on. One of the first people you protected was Aisha. When you were in daycare with her since you were what, 7 weeks old, and you all were a day apart, and you've always protected her. Couldn't nobody talk about her because she was overweight. Couldn't nobody say anything bad about your friend.
What is like the best memory that you have between me and you?
Best memory I have of you is when I graduated from college. You were about a year and a half old. You used to, when I went, because I went back to school right after I had you. I went back to University of Missouri. You would stay up at night and sit on my books. You always wanted to help me, or so you thought, while I was studying. You would crawl up and just get up on top of the books and take over. But one of the best memories was when I graduated from college with my bachelor's. And you were there, you wanted my cap for you. I was able to show my baby that regardless to what all you go through, you can still persevere, you can still make it. Your stuff does not have to end because there's a cross in the road. It's okay. Just have to go around it.
That is something that I learned from you. I don't let things bring me down as much as other people do. I try to see the bright side of things. I try to. Don't always happen, but I try. Are you proud of me?
Of course, I'm proud of you. I'm the happiest mom in the world. I couldn't be happier and more proud of you. You're a beautiful young lady. You're responsible. You may not think you're a religious person, but you have such a wonderful spirit. You accept people. You're one of the most spiritual, kind people I know. You have a heart of gold.
Well, thanks for letting me interview you.
You're welcome.